Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Looking for something for your child to do after school? 4-H is starting a spin art club. This is open to 2nd through 5th graders. Cost is $20 to join 4-H, unless you're already a member, and then it's free. Youth will make 1 to 2 crafts each session once a month. Drinks and snacks will be provided, and it will be taught by teen teachers. The classes will be held on Tuesdays from November 7th to December 12th, after school until about 4:30. All meetings will be held in the courthouse basement. To sign up, contact the University of Illinois Extension Office at 643-3416. If no one answers, leave a message and someone will call you back. Are you ready for some trivia? The 7th annual Chamber of Commerce Trivia Night is scheduled for Friday, November 3rd at the McLeansboro Elks Lodge. Social hour and meal begins at 6 p.m. Trivia begins at 7. Tickets are $20 per person or $150 for a team of 8. Please pre-register your team before October 31st. If your business is interested in donating an item or an entire turkey tray, please let us know by November 1st. Items and trays can be dropped off at People's National Bank or KG's Market. If you would like to sign up a team, call Jesse at 618-925-0076, or you can RSVP to info@hamiltoncountychamber.org. October 28th is going to be a busy day in Hamilton County. The morning will start off with the Women's Leadership Council of Hamilton County as they present the Halloween Hustle 5K. This will be held at 9 a.m., and there's a $25 entry fee, and you can either do the 5K run, 5K walk, or the Kids Fun Run. They'll meet at the corner of East Main and Jackson. Then the day will proceed with Halloween on the Square, where there will be trick-or-treating and several games and food for the kids, as well as a costume judging contest. That will be held from 4 to 7 on the courthouse lawn. Then you can make your way out to the Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course for the 4-H Haunted Trail. This will begin at 6 p.m. with a no scare for younger kids and those a little faint of heart, and it costs for $3 per person. And then at 7 o'clock, the real scare starts. It is $5 a person, and this will be interaction and very scary. So once again, that's at Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course at 7542 Golf Course Road in McLeansboro. All proceeds will help the Hamilton County 4-H Foundation. 4-H members are asked to do the October Food Challenge. The food challenge is food will be collected and distributed to food pantries within our unit. Please consider participating in this unit-wide community service. Each day in the month of October, add an item to your box. Then donate the box of food to a local food pantry. Here in McLeansboro, there are several food pantries, or the food can be put in the Hamilton County 4-H Blessing Box. International Night was held in conjunction with 4-H and HCE on Monday, October 9th. There was about 45 in attendance, and the 4-H clubs that set up displays were the Barbed Wire Gang, Funny Farmers, Piopolis Busy Bees, and Pioneer Country Kids. The traveling trophy was awarded to Funny Farmers for their best display of Poland. Plans are underway for 4-Hers to be honored at the annual Achievement Night. This will be held on Monday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. in the Hamilton County Courthouse basement. 4-H members, leaders, and Cloverbuds will be recognized, and several awards will be given to deserving individuals. Each individual coming is asked to bring some type of a finger food to share with the other 4-H members. Just as in the past, we will have a mitten tree in the office. Please feel free to drop off any mittens, hats, or scarves before December 10th, and they will be donated locally to needy children in the area. 4-H members are asked to mark their calendars for Friday, November 17th. At 9 a.m., we will hold our annual candy-making workshop. 4-H members are taking orders now for homemade candy that will be made and delivered between November 17th and December 24th. Let us know if you'd like to place an order, and we will get that done for you. The Hamilton County Rotary is in charge of the vendor fair this year and all Christmas activities on the square. There will be a trivia contest on December 1st at the Elks it will be video with questions all about Christmas. Then the vendor fair will be held from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the old high school gym. There will also be breakfast with Santa at Fox Meadows, and then the parade that will be that evening. Following the parade, there will be games for kids in the basement. Anyone wanting to put a float or walk in the parade can contact any Rotary member or the Extension office. And the parade theme this year is your favorite Christmas song. So make plans to come out and enjoy an evening of fun as we celebrate Christmas on the square. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.